Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's just me and Squish today. We just got back from the game that we all just were raging about the last couple hours.
All the rage.
Not the good kind of rage either.
Not the good kind of rage.
No, it does not. I guess we could talk about the good stuff first, right?
Let's start with the good, shall we? Because please. Just to get this out of the way, if there were a game to lose in this series going up 2-0, it's probably game 3. Just situationally. More on that later. Let's talk about the good stuff, because as a fan, I think tonight was pretty special just as a moment in time for a lot of people, because the capacity crowd for the first time since all of this mess started, and Luka's first playoff game in front of the Mavs fans, like, and it the payoff was tremendous.
Yeah, dude.
Just from the jump, and it was just like everything you could have asked for as a fan. And boy, I wanted that to be sustainable. It just wasn't. It's like,
and I mean, that's gonna happen. You know,
it's gonna happen. It's all that energy wears off early.
Yeah.
But just as a fan, I mean, you know, my first playoff game in person since I was a kid, and just so many ways this was special. Just walking up to the arena in Dallas felt really alive again in that area. Just all the folks out, just coming into the game. It was a lot of fun, and it was still a pretty decent game. There are so many things to be frustrated about, but as an experience, as a fan, that was really, really cool.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, that was,
and Luka, I mean, he's really, it's so hard to nitpick. I mean, the free throw shooting is a problem, but he's so good at everything else. It's hard to be that mad at it, because it's the least of our troubles.
this was the first game I've ever been to, like, not game, but like playoff game. Like, I've never been to a playoff game in my life. And this was like, it was crazy, dude. Like, like, the crowd was bumping, and I think for the most part, anyway, for about 50% of the time, like, there are times where just, like, the air was kind of knocked out of us, but we'll get to that later. But, like, dude, it was so fun. Like, and, like, you know me, like, I try to, like, be one of the people, basically, like, be one with the people. And, like, I met so many just, like, random people that knew me from Twitter, you know, and I was like, hey, guys, like, what's up? Like, and I had people be like, oh, fuck, like, this is what you look like. And I was like, yeah, this is who I am. You know, and
this is who I am. I don't know if that's not, like, a real song. No, yeah, not. It was really cool to meet some folks and see some folks again. I mean, it's been a long time since we could all just.
It's literally been like 14 months.
just to be able to see people out and about, like, and people that you've met before. And it's just like, oh, man.
Yeah, man. Like, it's good.
We could have. It just that gap in time.
Yeah.
To now, and it's kind of like, you know, we can all start seeing each other a little more often.
Yeah, and, which we will, you know, but
go crazy over this team that we all enjoy most of the time.
And I mean, like, you know, like, it was just cool. Like, I met so many cool people today, and I was like, damn, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like, the fact that people, like, know me now, like, they, like, I will tweet out, like, what I'm wearing, and people be like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna look out for you. And people
actually
found me, and I was like, oh. Like, actually, I had one guy, I don't know if he's listening, but he actually asked for a picture. So
that's funny.
If you're listening, don't post that on Twitter, please, and tag me. Just don't do it. The guy literally pulled up to me, and he was like, you're Reddit Mavericks, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. Like, I was like, I forgot what that was like, because that happened a little bit last year. But again, last year I had less followers and I wasn't as big on Twitter. But anyway, I mean, like,
oh, I'm such a big deal.
I mean, like, Luka played his fucking ass off, dude. For the most,
he's gonna bring it every night.
Yeah, he is.
And as a running theme, just my observation this season is people gotta get on his level or get out of town.
Yeah, and not even level of like talent.
It's not the talent level. It's the focus. It's the intensity. Yeah. And there are nights where Luka isn't all the way there, but Luka gets that luxury.
Yeah, and also, I mean, like he lives for fucking big games, bro. This was
the like, big games. Like, I mean, he's brought it.
Yeah,
in every single playoff game that he has played, he has brought it.
Yeah, he hasn't had a bad game yet, really. Like.
Like the free throw shooting sucked, but
yeah,
whatever, man. Look at what he's like. Everything else
again, the
free throws are gonna get right, but like that's not the thing to look at in this game. Yeah. I mean, our defense was awful.
Yeah,
had two superstars doing superstar things on the other team.
Yeah, which they were due for that anyway. Like you know, like. They were going to have at least one game where they just fuck off.
Well, and so Kawhi's hardest punch was game two.
Yeah.
Tonight was Kawhi on autopilot. He's still going to give you a 30 piece just regularly. But it was the first night that Paul George was on his level as well. Yeah. And that's just hard to deal with. And then you've got people like Reggie Jackson just kill us. That dude. Where it was frustrating tonight is when he would make shots. It's always like, all right, this is a good defensive position. Oh, Reggie Jackson just drilled that three, didn't he? And then, like, what, three or four back-breaking Marcus Morris corner threes that we inexplicably kept giving
like,
up?
We left him alone. Like it's like, I think at one point, like, KP and Luka both, like, ran towards Kawhi, and Kawhi just dished it out to Marcus. And I was like, bro, you can't do that.
Yeah, and the game plan is to trap Kawhi, but I mean, this is where the Clippers, you know, are collectively like a 40% 3-point shooting team or something insane. So I mean, we saw that on display tonight. I still I'm not mad about this loss. It sucked, but I mean, I thought it was either just based on how the first quarter started, I had literally two gut feelings. I was like, we are either going to steamroll these dudes out of town and hand them this broom, because just the intensity of the energy of the American Airlines Center will be too much for them, or this energy is going to, you know, fizzle out and the Clippers are going to bounce back into this slowly. I didn't think a 19-point lead would disappear in like
in three minutes. Yeah, that was fucking stupid as fuck, bro.
Thanks, bench. Good job.
I mean, you know,
really, Luka sat down and everything went to shit.
I mean,
is a trend for this team sometimes.
And the bench was due for a bad game anyway. Like,
yeah, just we weren't going to shoot 61% forever.
It's like it's like just as much as like you know the Clippers, like especially their stars were due to like beyond running all cylinders at the same time. Like, our guys were due to, like, fuck up, you know? Like, it just is what it is.
So. Yeah, and it's going to happen. Yeah. You know, to get a sweep in an NBA playoff series, especially, you know, we're not talking 1-8 in the East or something. I mean, the West is crazy. Yeah. It's hard to sweep anybody. It's about who's going to sustain the best level of play and just grind four wins out of these things. Yeah. Like coming out of one of these series alive is just a crapshoot. So
I will say that I'm looking at, like, because I did post a tweet to say, like, hey, we're doing a podcast. Justin and Matt both say, you know, oh, you know, that was bound to happen. We're gonna lose a game at least.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are pretty confident though. They're saying, like, you know, they still think Mavs in five, and I'm like, okay,
that's I could still see it happening.
I got him in six.
So. I got him in five. I think six would be cooler just to close it out at home.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted in six.
But, I mean, whatever. Honestly, just win the damn thing. Just win the series. Get us away from this fucking team.
Yeah, please, dude.
I'm so tired of the Clippers. And, you know, a friend of mine that I talked to driving home – made the point that the free throw totals were comparable at the end of the game. And like, that's fine, but like the context in which you get calls matter, because there were a lot of possessions that we finally were going to get a stop, and they're just bailout whistles. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is a great basketball player, but he got some of the softest whistles I've ever seen in person tonight. And it was maddening. And it was the same ref. I don't even think it was Kane Fitzgerald.
It wasn't Kane Fitzgerald. It was the referee.
The audacity of these calls right in front of the Mavericks bench.
Yeah, bro. It's like, it's funny because like we just
got... It was nuts. Some of these calls were nuts. And then you see the replay and it's like, what the did they just call there? This is the playoffs.
And it's like, we just got it.
You got to play through that. And I don't think we let the referees get to us. I think there were a lot of other things.
Yeah. That are it's funny.
And by like, a lot of other things, there's a tall drink of water, particularly 7'3".
Yeah, 7'3"
glass of water.
That's just, you know.
It's fitting because he's made out of glass, according to mean people on the internet.
And it was cold today.
It was cold. Yeah. Water, but... Honestly, the loss didn't bother me as much as two things. And the first thing being is I hate to say this, but, you know, I flirted with this before. I think that the KP experiment is over.
You know,
I want him to succeed. That it just kills me to say that, but just between what's going on with him on the court and the fact that he's out in a fucking strip club during the playoff, like, I get it, you want to live your life and stuff, but that's just not the focus right now, you know? I just can't get over that.
I mean, also, he has...
I didn't know I was breaking protocol, but who the fuck cares? Like, why are you in that situation?
It's like, bro, you should already know.
Very reminiscent of, like, Josh Howard that one year when he threw, like, a big-ass, like, party after a finals loss or something. I don't know.
It's one of those things, yeah.
Where is your head at right now? And I like KP being in Dallas because I see his value. I think he's a unique weapon. I don't know what's going on with him physically. I don't know if this that he can't do the things he needs to do anymore, or if he's just like,
yeah, not bro, it's
wanting
yeah.
to risk hurting himself. It's like he's protecting himself for his next stop is at this point. Because I don't think KP likes being in Dallas. I think he thought.
He was going to be like,
it was going to be a two-headed snake, like, 1A, 1B, you know, and they alternate, but it's Luka's team.
It's Luka's,
and it should be.
Yeah. It's Luka's team. And,
like, at the end of the day, like, you know, for KP, like, I'm sorry, you're not Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Nobody is.
Yeah. Like,
Luka is in very rare air, like, fall in line or get out of town. And it feels like he's heading that way.
What was the stat that I told you right before we started recording, about how the only three people in the NBA that's ever scored 300 points in their first nine playoff games, and it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, Luka Doncic. Like, you know, that's fucking crazy, bro. I thought maybe like LeBron did it, but I guess not. Like, I was like, that's fucking crazy. So,
and as a fan, it's hard to look at that and not think that Luka's gonna have some
crazy
recruiting pool, like, actually,
every
summer I'm thinking it's gonna happen, and then we don't sign anyone, but like, there really hasn't been hasn't been a summer where it's really viable,
and also,
interesting.
And I mean, also, like, the, you know, at least this past year was fucked up from COVID, so
right,
you know, like, I think guys,
right,
I think everybody's just kind of holding their pennies close to their hearts.
Yep. Well, and I think Luka's respect league wide amongst other star and Hall of Fame caliber players is very high.
Yeah,
like, they know who's got next, and I would think we're all correct in assuming Luka does, and I hope all of that process is in a Mavs uniform, but we don't have to worry about it.
So
leaving. I don't think he wants to.
Yeah.
So, I'm not veering into that topic, but
no, no.
First thing is just he.
I don't know.
He got two really important offensive rebounds.
Yeah,
to kind of keep things going late in the game. But other than that explosion to start the game, it seemed like we were having fun. The second they started obliterating him on defense, he just, like, his whole
Paul George was like, yeah, dude, like they don't have anybody that can defend the rim, so they keep attacking, which is like, well, yep. Well, KP, you heard that, so what are you gonna do about it, bro? You either gonna
it's just wild.
You got another per shot up, bro. Like
it's wild how quickly his rim protection ability has just been erased, and I don't know if he's just in his head out there or what, but it's like his instincts don't exist, or he secretly doesn't care to go as hard as he can because he doesn't want to get hurt. But then there's times he hustles. So I don't know what's happening with the guy. It could be a mental block. I think you get hurt so many times and you come in and you've got this dude who was once your equal in terms of a prospect standpoint, you could say, because KP was the unicorn, you know, when he got drafted.
Yeah.
And Luka was the next Euro up making all this noise. You know, this dude's once your equal, and he's accomplishing everything you've probably dreamed of in terms of what he's doing on a nightly basis and what he's doing in terms of his accolades and everything. There's probably some jealousy there. It probably fucks with you. I get it.
Yeah.
But, man, I want them to figure it out. And I don't know if KP...
I don't know if he wants to, man.
It's like he doesn't have it right now, and it's hurting the team. And if it continues to be the case, like, are we going to see – it's this kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing where, you know, does Rick bench him to help the team win this series?
I mean, dude, like, I honestly do
– If he has to do that, this thing's there's definitely no saving it.
There's
some thin ice happening, but it's holding – I don't know, because there was a point where KP got roasted for like the fifth backdoor cut I'd seen him give up. It was like a backdoor cut to Batum, and it was maddening. And you saw Rick immediately get Cauley-Stein in the game.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And I stopped the bleeding. And things changed immediately. Immediately.
It's so weird
it's
weird how much better we play when our max player isn't in the game. Like
it's unfortunate.
I know it is, dude. And it's just like, you know, like
unfortunate because he was so good in the bubble before his meniscus tear.
Man, I do want to say that we had a guy RJ say "fuck Kane Fitzgerald," which I mean, fuck the refs in general, bro. Like that shit.
Man, that crew was awful tonight,
bro.
We got some calls eventually. Like, I mean, we got calls throughout the game. It's just the calls the Clippers were getting,
like bro, like
were ridiculous. And it's not about free throw distribution, it's about momentum and when they're called. The reason the Mavs match them in free throws is because we probably get fouled a lot more, because watching the Clippers defend us off ball is nuts. The things that suddenly just don't apply in the rule book anymore, because all that freedom of movement and stuff, like the first off ball, like Marcus Morris finally, he did something so blatant that like they had to call it when he would like slid. He was like backing his ass up into KP's knees. And they were like, okay, we've allowed a lot. You can't do that. And just so many dudes like bear hugging Luka on the perimeter. It's just wild.
Yeah.
But there were just so many bailout calls.
There's so many calls where it's like Willie got that tech, even though, was it like Terrence Mann went after him, bro? Like,
Terrence Mann can run halfway across the court.
Terrence Mann was trying to fucking kill him, dude. Like
for something he flopped on.
Yeah, like that was
Give me a break.
There was a little contact, but he like fucking sold that.
It wasn't that bad. He acted like it was like Mortal Kombat, and Willie Cauley-Stein like Shang Tsung took his fucking soul. Like it's like what?
Yeah.
What is happening? It was nuts. And then the Beverly Luka offsetting text, like that was really bizarre.
Yeah, and Patrick Beverly was like, He was basically out there sacrificing like his body to make sure that Luka got two techs. Like basically. Like that was kinda like their goal, it seemed like, between like him and Marcus Morris, which I mean makes sense for that fucking team. But someone else asked, let me see, I think Thaddeus. Yeah, okay. So Thaddeus wanted to talk about Tim. We haven't talked about Tim at all today, during this.
Tim had an off night.
Well, I mean the fact that he didn't even like shoot a three, like you know, for like 20 minutes of the 20 minutes of the game that he was in, bro. Like, the last time we shot a three was like nine minutes like left in the third quarter, which is fucking crazy. Like, you would think that he'd get more touches in the fourth, but I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't know like what happened like with this game plan. I think Rick's gonna have to go tomorrow and just fucking just throw it all away and start it over, because They really fucking exposed our lack of effort, basically. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I think everyone, the crowd, the team, everybody just had this energy explosion early. And I think we came off that high and is mentally exhausting. I mean, I felt tired at points, and I was like, man, like that first quarter really did a number on me. And everyone kind of felt, because people started like sitting down eventually. Like, my section stood the whole first quarter or so. Yeah. It was great. It was so loud, and I wanted to last, but I was like, man, it's like that excitement of we're back at the game. The Mavs are good. And Luka delivered the first 6 minutes. That was
fucking amazing. That was just masterclass.
That was pure magic. I mean, Farless follower famously says Luka. I mean, it's truly like I will never forget the first 6 minutes of that game.
Just, and I wish I could forget the rest of it.
It's just like that's life. It's going to turn a corner on you. But the first 6 minutes, I will always appreciate that. Cause the first playoff crowd at the Mavs game after, I mean, we're still in it, but you know, after the pandemic,
things are starting to take everything away.
Yeah. Just to feel that way again, but on that level, and for it to be as good as it was just greatness.
And you know what? Well, I was about to say, like, I'm when it comes to like my experience at the game, like being in the suite was cool. Free food was cool. Like, I had some food, had free soda, which was cool. Whatever, you know, that costs an arm and a leg sometimes going to these games. But I will say that I missed like the 300s. Like, that's where I've like made my bread and butter, is like staying up in those sections. And again, being in the suite was cool. I don't know if I would do it again. I think if Mavrella were to come up to me and be like, hey, like, do you want suite tickets? I'd be like, hey, can you convert those into like 10 300 level tickets so I can take me and my friends? Like, you know, like, or like people from Twitter, basically. I mean, it was fine, but the energy was kind of weird in that suite, I think. I don't know. It just seemed like not everybody was like as active into it. But I will say, shout out to Maverick Marlin, I think, on Twitter. He was in there with me, so that was cool to kind of hang out with them and stuff like that. So, and I know you got to see a lot more people and kind of got to walk around a lot
and
more,
and so. The game aside, I think one of the coolest parts tonight was all the folks that I got to see again and the folks I got to meet for the first time. So if you're listening, like, just know, like, if we didn't talk as much or whatever, I mean, I was overwhelmed socially. It was great. I mean, just seeing folks out, and again, it's that sense of normalcy, but also just meeting new people. It was exciting. Like, and everyone was so nice. And just cool. It's just good. Like, there's folks I've hung out with quite a bit now, and I just appreciate all of you a lot. And anyone I missed, I know I tweeted out meeting up, but I got caught up chatting with a little group right in front of the big entrance, next to Hero and all that stuff. It was fun. We just all chilled and talked for a bit, bitched about the game, talked about random stuff, and then the BioSteel people started throwing free drinks at us. I did a poem to record this, and I've got work in the morning. Yeah. But for those of you that I missed, know that next time I got you. Like, anyone that goes out of their way that wants to meet me, I will find a way to make that happen, even if it's not right away.
Me too, generally.
I appreciate folks.
Yeah, me too, generally. The only thing, though, was that, like, I was with my pregnant fiance, and I wasn't going to make her walk around. And, like,
no.
And I didn't want to abandon her, basically. So I was like,
yeah. But,
any
other normal night, if I didn't have work the next day, I would have pushed my night a little later. I had a few folks reach out a couple of times that I'm looking forward to meeting eventually. I just couldn't make it work tonight.
We might do something Sunday. We'll see. I'm thinking about doing something. I don't know.
You should. I won't be in town, but I'll really fuck nervously.
Well, also, we're celebrating my cousin's birthday, so, you know.
Nice. Sure, speaking of people leaving, and honestly, I will say, and I did talk about this, and a lot of people talked about this, and I tweeted about it, and I feel very strongly about this, but it was extremely infuriating to watch a lot of fans start leaving the game when it wasn't a blowout. It seemed like the Clippers had it in hand, but it's the NBA. Shit can change quick. And I mean quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it boils down to a lot of fucking casuals got playoff tickets, but it's just as a diehard MFFL I was furious. I actually yelled at a couple of people. It's just, it's bullshit. It's a playoff game. You know, I get beating the traffic, but it's a fucking playoff. It's the first fucking playoff game in years.
Like what?
On top of the current event social significance, like to bail on your team with 2 minutes left, like we were only down by 10. And it's funny, there would be a wave of people starting to leave and then the Mavs would hit a three. And so some people would sit down, some would keep going. I'm like, why are you here? Then it happened again. And then, yeah, the game's out. But, like, we weren't down by 25, 30 points. Like, anything could have happened in those moments. And my whole thing, it's a respect thing. That's why, I appreciate other sports cultures elsewhere. Like you wouldn't catch many crowds in Europe bailing. Like, if someone even tweeted, like, we would never do that over here. Like,
yeah.
It's a respect thing for your team. Like, they fought their asses off to get to that fifth seed. And first home game, people are going to leave because there's a 9-point lead with 2 minutes left. Like, anything could have happened. Anything. And you're fucking leaving a playoff game early.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy a ticket again.
Yeah.
Like, it just really rubbed me the wrong way. Because it is such a privilege to even get to attend a playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get it. It's your money to spend on stuff like that. But, like, it's a respect thing. And the players see it. They see fans leaving early.
Yeah. You know.
I don't know. I just think about that stuff. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe not everyone agrees with me. Somebody did tell me to shut the fuck up over this. But I'm not going to. Because I think most people do. Like, leaving a relatively close game early in the playoffs is bullshit.
Yeah. You know.
It's like, bullshit. Yeah. We're not Rockets fans. We're not Heat fans. We're not a bandwagon team. We're fucking Dallas Mavericks fans. Fucking buy in, like, get behind your team or fuck off. Like, you shouldn't be there if that's your approach. I don't know.
And on that
really,
note.
Really bothered me.
And on that note, you know, it's late, dude.
The shirt says all in, not all in unless we're down by 10 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
And I
feel like we might lose. So I guess I'll go home and fucking
argue
binge watch, you know, the Queen's Gambit or whatever the fuck you do, like
argue on Twitter with the parody account that can't say their parody account,
or go spend way too much money at a really overrated bar uptown. Like, good for you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, so that's pretty much it's it, guys. Fine. I still got the Mavs in six. I've been saying this on Twitter. I'm like, oh, Mavs in three, blah blah. But realistically, I have them in six. This, you know, we were due for this. I think this was good for us, honestly, just like to kind of see, okay, these are our things that we need to work on still. You know, so and I don't know what the fuck's happened with KP, you know, whatever. We'll see, man. We'll probably look back at these episodes like in a couple months, like, oh yeah, that was funny when that happened. But yeah, I think that'll, unless you have anything else to share, Squish.
Nah. I still feel good. I think we should all feel good. I mean, a 2-0 series lead against this team on the road was not an easy accomplishment.
It really wasn't. Yeah.
And beating the Clippers twice in a row was hard enough. Three times in a row. I mean, you know, again, this was the game to lose. I like our odds going forward. We're still in a good position. We got to go out and respond. And I think we will.
I think we will.
I really think we will. That also is going to depend on some very specific factors, you know, and we will see what the rotations look like and what the focus levels look like and what the adjustments are. I mean, yeah, is Rick going to let the Clippers stay small and just run KP off the floor, or do we have an answer for that? I don't know. It'll be interesting. The Clippers played really well tonight. There's just a lot of plays. I was like, man, Kawhi Leonard's really good.
I know. I was like, damn, they literally could not miss. They could not miss. Really, I was like, fuck.
Okay, it's not that we don't have rim protection. It's that no one could have stopped some of that shit tonight. No. there were some tough stuff going on. But yeah, Mavs in six, realistically. Yeah,
I got Mavs in
six. Ideally five. But six, I want six. I want six for the fans. I want the home series win, but that's just me.
I got them in six. So, all right, guys. Anyway. So that concludes today's. That's the end of today's podcast episode. I don't know how we're gonna do this weekend because I know we usually record on Sundays, but there's a game on Sunday.
Then I'll be out of town.
And he and Squish will be out of town. I actually think Don's in town, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah, we're switching cities.
Yeah, we're switching a city swap. Yeah. So I guess we'll see. We'll play it by ear. I'm probably not going to post like a question thread just because like the playoffs are the biggest thing right now. And that's it, guys. So I'll see you guys later.
Yeah. Bye. Be safe, y'all. Be nice. Be easy. Bye.
Bye.